Well, I have two questions for you this evening. What does a healthy and mature leader look like? What does that look like? A mature and healthy leader. Now, what does a bad leader look like? Perhaps you've had personal experiences of healthy leadership and leadership that is just chaotic. It's all over the place. You can't follow it. But healthy and mature leadership brings about a sense of purpose, determination, guidance, human decency 101. All of these things are needed for good leadership. And one of those first qualities of any leader is to help us to interpret what is going on. But in Christian leadership, it takes on a different turn. It's not about putting stuff in our head, trying to cram as much knowledge as possible. But it's about living a deeper experience, discovering who we are, allowing the Holy Spirit to raise us up in our personal consciousness. Again, discovering who you are as a human being. Human 101. And leadership is something that all of us in this church is called to participate in. And sometimes that requires us to be in front of people. It requires us to make the case. To make our case for God, if you will. And we see this playing out quite clearly in the scriptures today. The priest Ezra from the book of Nehemiah. We see Ezra is reading the book of the law. And if you caught that phrase, it says Ezra is interpreting this book. Interpreting the book of the law so that all could understand what was being read. So there you go. Healthy leadership. It brings understanding. Not a shock right there. This is not a novel idea. It brings understanding. And then, again, that from the first reading, it takes on a different turn. It doesn't just stop there. We go from understanding of what's going on to proclamation. Ezra and Nehemiah, they're right there proclaiming to the crowd that this day, today, and in future days, whatever that looks like, are dedicated to God. Rejoice. Don't be sad. All of your strength is going to come from rejoicing in the Lord. And the people, they're not just standing or sitting there, but good gravy, they're weeping. They're crying. And it's not out of emotion or anything like that, but it's that recognition that, dear God, I'm free. I'm a free human being. I'm not controlled by anyone or anything. But I give this life that I have to God. So again, that's Judea Christian leadership. Leadership brings freedom. So let's run with that. Leadership is understanding and then proclamation. Now, in Luke's gospel today, we just heard the very beginning of why Luke is doing this. He's writing all this down to give us a sequence of events, X, Y, and Z, things like that. But later on in that reading, we see confidence of Jesus' mission. Luke very powerfully gives us this episode of Jesus in the synagogue, teaching and, surprise, reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Those themes of freedom to the captives, the blind, the oppressed, and the poor. But this proclamation from Jesus, it means something else. It means that I'm listening to you. I have a deep respect for your individuality. as a human being, I'm listening to you right now. And that's authority. That's having a true sense of authority. And I know that word authority is a very dirty and filthy word in our society. Authority is not looked upon too great. But to have normal, healthy, human, mature authority, it's a person who is, my goodness, one who is open, one who is listening to the other. So this authority, it's spread around. It allows other people to rise and to share their gifts with the wider community. The great thinker Jean Vanier, he's the founder of the LARCH communities, and it's a community that helps those with special needs. And he says that leadership must be open to others and open to the grace of God. And spirituality and leadership, it helps us to become more human. It doesn't take anything away from our humanity. Quite the opposite. It makes us more human, more open to growth, more open, again, to that decency, decency 101. So, what are people waiting for? What are leaders today waiting for? Well, for sure, affirmation. All people want affirmation. That's good. That's a positive thing. But people want their leaders to grow with them. People want their leaders to grow with them. As we heard in Paul's letter today, the church is the body of Christ, different parts, but all the same. All for the common mission. And it's in this vision, in this view of authority and leadership, that we can be strengthened through the Holy Spirit. And we can share our brokenness with others. We can learn to accept our own brokenness and accept the brokenness of others. And it's okay to share that. You don't have to put a mask on all the time. You can be open and honest with yourself and with other people. But you have to lay those groundworks, those cornerstones of understanding and leadership and all of those themes that we've heard in the scriptures today. This week, I read a very interesting quote on the church. And this writer, he says, in the Catholic Church, we are very quick to delegate responsibility, but we are very slow, to delegate authority. Very interesting. Authority requires decisions. Authority is following the ways of Jesus Christ, allowing others to accompany us, allowing Jesus to accompany us, and not being afraid of that. Because sometimes in the church, you know, we can kind of run, go into a room, lock your door, and then the church sometimes just kind of backs away very slowly backwards from the door. Individuals, organizations, and the church can't do that. You have to meet people. You have to engage with people. If you want that understanding, if you want to proclaim the word of God, you know, just like any parent would have to meet their child if an issue came up. You have to engage that person face to face. You have to stare at that person. So we can't allow leadership to be one where we hide, where we say an order, we say something to someone, and then we're just afraid of conflict or criticism. What's going to happen? We're human, unfortunately. It's going to happen to all of us. So, in this liturgy today, let's just ask the Holy Spirit, what does leadership look like in my family, in my community, in the parish? What does that look like? Do I look intently at Jesus like the crowds at the synagogue in our gospel today? So let us continue to build the body of Christ. And let us continue to give and receive through understanding, proclamation, and that authority.